fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck, yoga.
Welcome to What the Fuck Yoga Podcast. I'm your host, Anna.
And I'm your other host, Katie.
You guys ready for episode 14, the season finale?
Oh my God! I always cry at season finales. Doesn't matter the show. Yeah. Oh my God. Downton Abbey. Well, that was the series
I've never seen
finale.
That show.
Oh, you should watch
it. It's on my list of things to watch.
It's so Steve. I used to watch it like, you know.
Yeah.
And then he'd come home and he'd be like, oh, are you watching a British show?
You're watching Downton Abbey.
Can I make you? It was great because he'd like make me tea because he was so like into making fun of me that
can
he was like,
you a cup of tea?
Oh, how about I make you some tea? And I'd be like, that would be wonderful. Thanks. And he'd be like, okay, I'm going to do it. And then I'd be
like,
tea.
Great, do it.
Wonderful. Thanks. So anyway, he's like making fun of me. And then I was watching an episode one time and he was like doing whatever in the background. And then at the end of like something super traumatic happened in the episode.
Yeah.
And, like, I was bawling. I think I was on my exercise bike. And I was like, ah. And he, at the end of the episode, he was like, well, what happens? What happens? And I was like, do you want to watch the next episode with me? He's like, just, like, the first 5 minutes. I just want to know what happens.
And he was hooked.
Yeah. And then, like, we finished that episode. And then, of course, I had to go all the way back to season one.
Oh, no.
Which was awesome because I got to live the whole thing and... But then he knew, like, I'm not going to give anything away. He knew of a certain character death that I didn't know about from the beginning.
Oh.
So, but when it happened, he still got really upset. So that was good.
Okay.
I mean, not good that he's upset, but wow, this is a lot of chit chat about Downton Abbey. What were we talking about? Season finale.
The fact that this is the last episode of our season.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. I guess
work
that's
on
it.
Season two. Bye, guys.
Click. That's it. That's
the end. No, we're going to do season two and season three and season four and season five and season six.
And that's it. Just kidding. No, we have unlimited seasons.
If we are done after season six, it's your fault because you just said that.
Oh, come on. Yep. Don't you put that on me.
You're tempting the universe.
I know.
So, anyway.
It's just really exciting that we've had 14 episodes.
Yes, it is very exciting.
And we started this in what, October? Was our first?
Maybe.
November?
I don't know.
Well, our website launched in October, but I don't think we released an episode till November.
Okay.
So it's been like a winter project for us. Yeah.
Now we get to go into the spring.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Fuck winter. Hashtag fuck winter.
Yeah. For all you guys who live in the area that listen, it's the day after that big snowstorm.
That was not a big...
That was a big snowstorm! I was out in it last night. It was awful.
Oh, I was out in it last night.
I braved the road to go to Texas Roadhouse, which I am not proud to admit.
I braved the roads to
teach yoga. I did it for love.
I also did it for love. So that was not a big snowstorm, because I don't know if you remember last year, but that was a big snowstorm.
No, like what snowstorm?
4 inches out there right now.
Make sure of your dog's face right now.
Oh my God. If you guys could smell my dog's breath.
It is disgusting, but her face
so
is cute. It's so cute.
We'll post it right now as we speak. So what are we talking about today, Anna?
I don't know. What are we talking about? No, just kidding. Mudras!
I was like, wait, you did the research, didn't you? I don't know.
I did the research. Mudras, you guys.
Mudras, which is rough because mudras are very visual.
Yeah.
And this, I don't know if you noticed, is a podcast.
Yeah.
So we can't really give you visuals.
We're going to attempt to explain them, though.
Yes. And
the best way we can.
Because it's the 21st century... I'm going to say 24th.
I was like, I actually don't know what century it is. So whatever you say, I believe you.
Because it's the 21st century, we will do an integrated media presentation for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's called marketing talk, bitches. Oh. And by that, we mean each day this week, we're going to put a different mudra on Instagram
and Facebook.
And you can follow along.
Yeah.
If you haven't already liked us on Facebook or... liked us on
Instagram,
Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. What's your problem? What's your damage? But also do that, and you can follow along, and we'll give you a little, like, you know, this mudra is for doing this, and then you can go ahead and try it with us.
Yeah, and if you're like, what the fuck are mudras? We're going to explain that right now.
Yes. So, Anna, What the fuck are mudras?
The word mudra translates to gesture or seal.
Like, are?
Yes, exactly like that.
That kind of seal?
Yes.
Those are maybe one of my top 20 favorite animals.
Top 20?
I have a lot of favorite animals.
I've never thought, like, about a top 20 list.
Anytime I see a new animal.
You add it?
It zooms up to the top. Okay. So I've just seen 19 animals since my last picture of a seal.
So not that kind of seal, not the cute kind. Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. That's fine.
Seal like a symbol.
Okay.
Or a gesture.
Okay.
Like I already said.
Like a literal gesture.
Yes. Okay.
With your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So mudras are symbolic gestures made by the hands to encourage the flow of prana, which is energy. We talked about that in a previous episode, within the physical body and the subtle body, which is your energetic body. But these mudras can also reflect your internal states of mind. So it's not all physical.
Yeah. And supposedly, if you're sensitive to the body's energy, you're supposed to be able to notice a change in your mood as you make these different hand gestures. So I read somewhere that you're like supposed to sit with them for like a few minutes at a time, depending on like what you're trying to achieve.
Okay.
But yeah, supposedly you can notice like the shift in energy and mood.
That's cool.
I haven't tried it. But if somebody has, let me know.
Well, no, you have. Because how do you meditate? Do you do this?
So no, I don't. I meditate usually with hands down.
Okay.
Because I was taught that hands up invites in energy, but if you have trouble clearing your mind, you should place palms down. So I always place palms down, or I'm holding a crystal in my lap.
Okay.
So I'm either palms in my lap, holding onto something, or palms down. But I never make a mudra. I should try though.
Yeah.
Because I sit for a long time every morning.
I do not.
I'll try and let you guys know. How about that?
I did meditate the other day.
Oh, how was it?
It was the cat kept bugging me.
No.
That's when, remember I told you he was like eating dust and throwing up while I was doing yoga?
Yeah.
I was trying to meditate. So this is what happens.
Gotta lock the animals out when you meditate.
Yeah. He almost threw up into a vent and I picked him up and I put him on my yoga mat.
That would have been bad.
I know. We'd be smelling it for 3 years.
Yeah.
Back to this stuff though. So you can feel the change in your mood with mudras. That's really cool. And I kind of...
It's super cool.
What I would like to do, like, is go up to somebody who's being really cranky and just, like,
just,
grab
like, throw
their
a mudra on their face?
Yeah. No, like, grab their hands and be like, put your fingers in this position.
Oh, okay.
That was going in the wrong direction. Yeah.
I get it. I get what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, force them to do a mudra.
Yeah.
But
good luck with that.
I can't do that.
If you do that, let me know how that goes.
I will. I'll let you know. As I grab your hands.
Yeah.
So how many mudras are there?
So there are 108 classic hand gestures, mudras.
Okay.
As laid out in several Hindu and Buddhist scriptures. And the number 108 is a sacred number for Hindus.
Oh, yeah. Like, we're going to have like a whole episode on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you guys know anything about mala beads, there's 108 beads on a mala necklace.
Mala.
Mala.
Mala. Mala translated means 108.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because I just made it up. That's not true.
Oh my God. Okay, that's not true.
I am the lying queen.
That is not true.
Yeah, not true at all.
Sorry.
Guys,
sorry
that.
About that.
I just wanted to see if I could get away with it. And I did. And I could.
And yeah, you sure did. I believed you.
The rest of this podcast is just going to be lies by Katie.
So Katie, tell me about the origin of these gestures.
Do you want me to lie or tell
no,
you?
No, I don't.
Truth.
I don't want you to
Straight
lie.
Straight up truth.
Yes.
So these mudras were used in tantric rituals, but they probably go way back to the Vedic period. And they're soma rituals. Remember
soma.
Yeah, we talked about soma. It's that juice that they used to drink that was like drug juice.
It was like milk and something else.
Yeah, honey, and drug juice.
Yeah, it was just drug juice.
But they don't know what it's from. They don't know the source of that plant because it's been lost to history.
Lost in time.
I want to do, like, I love listening to trailer announcers. Like, you know, like movie trailers?
Yeah.
They're always like, a secret. Recipe lost to time.
A secret recipe?
I don't know. A secret soma recipe.
A secret
lost to time.
Soma recipe. Yeah, sorry. That was too good.
Anyway, so then much later,
further into the future.
Into the future, but also still our past. After, don't listen to us, guys. We're just going to confuse you. So that was in the Vedic period. After the Vedic period, Indian dance used these mudras as well. So it was kind of like a cross between tantric yoga and dance.
Yeah. We're going to post pictures in the show notes.
Yeah.
Because these dancers. Oh, yeah. Or links.
Yeah. We'll send you some links.
Yeah. The dancers are really beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Like Balinese dance uses a lot of the mudras. You can't see me, but I'm doing it.
Anna's demonstrating. And she's demonstrating. Super professional.
Back to dance. There's a textbook of dance written somewhere around 200 CE. It's called the Natya Shastra. I probably just butchered that, but...
Natya Shastra. I like it.
And it was written by the ancient sage Bharata. And this book mentions 37 hand positions. Why not 108? I don't know, but...
Who knows?
It only mentions 37.
A selection. It's in its top 40.
Top 40.
These are the top 40 hand positions.
Yeah, that's why.
The early yogis meditated a lot. Newsflash.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Way. And as a result of this intense meditation, they created these mudras. And yeah, I mean, I guess you could argue like they created it or...
The information was given to them.
Right. So whatever, you know.
But again, we don't actually know this. It's lost to history.
Once again. The mudras are also used by artists through tons of Buddhist and Hindu iconography. So all of the, if you ever took a
art history
class, you've seen these. So, you know, whether there are sculptures or paintings, pottery.
That's it. No, yeah. I'm trying to think.
No, like weavings. See, like, ooh, weavings.
Weavings.
I don't think I've ever seen a weaving like that.
But. I haven't either. So great. Maybe not those.
We're just making up art history as we go.
No, I've seen weavings because, like, still iconography includes, like, Jesus and all that. And I've seen, like, medieval weavings,
but I don't
tapestries
think they use
and shit.
Mudras in Jesus paintings.
Okay, no, that's true.
But yeah, I see what you mean.
Isn't the prayer symbol a mudra?
Jesus.
Damn, mind blown.
Loves Anjali Mudra.
Yeah, Jesus does use Anjali Mudra.
Wow. Hey, look at that. It spans across religions.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. That would be a wonderful...
That'd be a cool...
Senior thesis. Like Jesus and the Anjali Mudra.
Yeah. Hmm. Ooh, that would be a good thesis. Right? Let's go back to college.
Nah.
No, I don't ever do that. These days, mudras are more closely linked with tantric yoga, and tantric yoga doesn't necessarily have anything to do with sex, as we covered a few episodes ago. So just keep that in mind. Just wanted to side note that.
Side note.
Insert
footnote.
That in. Yeah. Mudras can be used to invoke a deity. So a deity is a god or goddess. For example, Kali Mudra, one of my favorite mudras, also one of the only mudras I know. you interlace your hands and then you release your pointer fingers. So pointer fingers come together extending up towards the sky. And these fingers represent the sword of Kali. So I guess you could use that sword to like cut down whatever it needs. Cutting down in life, fear, illusion, doubt.
You look like a Charlie's Angel.
Da-na-na-na.
I still don't think that's the right
it's
song.
It's not. That's James Bond.
Okay, we're putting a picture of this up.
Of me
on Instagram.
As a Charlie's Angel invoking Kali Mudra.
That's right. And Kali is the goddess of destruction and creation.
Yeah, she's a badass.
So she cuts down all the crap, like illusion or whatever else needs cutting down.
Yeah.
Not trees. She's not a lumberjack.
I mean, she might when she's destroying shit.
If it's an evil tree, I bet she cuts it down. And then once you cut something down, you have all this room to create new things, good things, better things.
That was so inspiring.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to be an inspirational speaker.
That's it. New career path.
New career path. Goodbye.
You want to tell us what else mudras can do?
Yeah. So some of the mudras are therapeutic. And they can be used to balance the five elements of the body. So that's earth, air, water, fire, and Captain Planet.
Ether.
Okay, well, Captain Planet never talks about ether.
Oh, I never watched that
show. But that would
be
number five.
So.
I guess Captain Planet would not be number five. Okay, so anyway. Janana Mudra. Janana is said to be good for insomnia and anxiety. So this mudra you've seen... It's picture like any, you know, person sitting in meditation going like, om, like any comic strip you've seen where somebody's meditating.
Yeah.
So it's your thumb to your index finger with the palm open. And a lot of times you see it resting on their knees, on somebody's knees when they're in meditation. Yeah. But that is Jnana Mudra. It's all, I've heard that it helps focus as well. Okay,
yeah, cool. So now we're going to attempt to explain just a couple mudras, even though you can't see us. So and we're going to explain it.
Here's where our yoga teaching cueing comes in handy.
Oh, geez.
And we'll also put up pictures each day on our Instagram and Facebook.
Woohoo!
So once again, follow us, like us, do all that stuff.
And then you can see our pretty pictures.
Yeah.
The first mudra we're going to talk about is Anjali Mudra. This is the seal of honoring. You guys are, most of you are probably familiar with this mudra. We use it in basically every yoga class I've ever been to or taught.
All of the yoga classes.
Yeah, all of the yoga classes. This is how we always end our classes. So you bring your palms together in front of your heart. All the fingers are extended and pointing up. And we bring the hand gesture into the heart to close a practice.
Right.
Yeah, it kind of brings us into ourselves. And we honor each other. You honor your teacher, fellow students, yourself.
Definitely.
It's a nice one.
It's also called prayer.
Yeah.
Because we need to
I should have just said that at the beginning. It's just prayer hands. That's all it is.
Yeah, prayer hands.
Yeah.
And
it's like the easiest mudra.
Yeah. You've seen it.
You've probably done it.
You probably did it.
Cool.
Yep. The next mudra is Avahani Mudra, which is the seal of invitation. And in this, you bring your hands together, palms facing up, and the thumbs curling in and forming a bowl-like shape. So kind of like make a bowl with your
hands.
It's
like an offering.
Yes.
So think as if you're offering something to someone.
Yeah. And this mudra is said to be very grounding, and it helps enhance the spiritual connection. And like Yana said, it's an offering. It's a intention to offer.
Yeah, which is why it's called the seal of invitation.
Ooh. Offering you an invitation.
The third mudra is Pama Mudra, which is the lotus seal. So for this one, you bring your wrists together. No fingers are touching, but you're still making that bowl-like shape. The fingers here represent the petals of the lotus flower. This is a heart-opening mudra, and it also releases tension. This is one of the only other mudras that I actually knew.
I like it.
Yeah. So the last mudra we're going to mention is the Yoni Mudra, because it's super fun and it talks about the Yoni.
Yoni.
Girl power.
What is the Yoni?
The Yoni is your vagina.
Ah.
For those of you that don't know.
Tell me more.
I think Yoni actually means universe, which I think is so pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
It's, to me, it's like my favorite word to describe your vagina.
Vagine.
Vagine. So Yoni Mudra is the seal of the womb. It's really freaking complicated, and you're probably not going to follow what I'm saying, so we're going to post a picture.
My hands don't even do this.
Yeah, it's really hard, but I'll talk you through it. So you bring your hands together, palms facing up, so the outer edges of your hands are touching, pinky finger edges are touching. So from here, you're going to interlace your pinkies, so like hook them, and then you're going to fully extend your middle fingers and have them touch. So you're making like a triangle or like a teepee shape with your middle fingers. And then behind the middle fingers, your ring fingers are going to cross. Oh. So pinkies hooked, middle fingers touching, ring fingers crossed behind the middle fingers. Now your pointer fingers, your index fingers, are going to hold down the tips of your ring fingers.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and if you're in a knot by now, I'm sorry, I can't help you out of your knot.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the thumbs are just chilling.
Thumbs are chilling.
Thumbs are free. And yeah, that's the Yoni Mudra.
Cool. That's really complicated.
It's really complicated. I'm sorry. But this one is used to relieve stress, rejuvenate the mind, and it helps maintain a state of mental clarity once you get in it, I guess.
Yeah, once you get in it. It's really stressful to get into it.
Yeah.
So mudras, that's about all we have
for
you guys.
Yeah, we don't want to talk you through a bunch of mudras because you can't see us. It's probably really boring now.
Right. It's
so
too
sorry.
Hard. It's just too hard.
Too hard.
So we'll put a bunch of pictures up.
Links and all that jazz.
All the fun stuff. But
why bother learning about mudras? Because like everything else we've discussed, it's part of yoga history.
Yes. And also we were telling you that it was created from intense meditation, but it also helps you meditate.
Yeah, so it's a meditation aid.
So if you're trying to get something specific from meditation or trying to still your mind, these mudras are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The appropriate mudra is awesome.
Right. Right. So try them out. Let us know how it goes.
Yep.
Yeah. Drop us a line in an email, or you can directly message us on Facebook or Instagram. We would love to hear about your mudras.
And that, guys,
is the finale!
Woo!
Woo!
So I don't know if we explicitly said that season one was basics, but season one was basics.
Yeah.
So that was like your first week in teacher training.
Yeah, basically.
Or your first couple of days, and it took us a whole season to get through.
Yeah.
So next season, we are diving a little more deeply into the eight limbs. So each episode is going to be a different limb, and then we'll see what season three is, because we're not planning that far in advance, you sassy little people.
Yeah, chill out.
Chill
out. Jeez, no pressure or anything. God,
why are you so type A? Need to know exactly what we're doing.
Just kidding. We love you guys.
Yeah, we love
you. So thanks to everyone who's been listening since episode one. And thanks to everyone who's just finding us now. We love all of you and we really appreciate the support.
Yes.
You guys are awesome.
This has been...
We get really excited every time we hear from somebody.
Yeah. Like...
Like so excited.
It's probably a problem now that I think about it. But like my phone is... The battery's dying halfway through the day. Because it's
alerts.
Lit up all the time with all the Instagram and Facebook alerts.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I can't turn it. Like, it's an addiction.
It is.
And it is like an ego thing. I'm like, oh, so-and-so liked it. Oh, so-and-so commented.
Well, it's exciting.
It is. And it is. I mean, come on. We're not immune to ego.
No.
So there is that. But also, we're just really happy that more people are finding it and it's helping more people. And... We started this podcast because we want to get the information out
there. Right, and it's slowly but surely getting out there.
Yes.
And we're on a new platform now, too.
What?
Do you want to tell them about Stitcher?
Yeah, Stitcher. That's about it.
Yeah,
that's
well, I know a lot of people listen to their podcasts on Stitcher.
Yes.
So if you're not an Apple person, you don't have access to iTunes, and you know don't want to listen to us on our website, we are now on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Woohoo!
Stitcher.com. And we're going to play with that and figure out all the perks that we get. And
work out the kinks.
Yeah, work out the kinks. So lots
we're everywhere.
We're everywhere. iTunes, Stitcher,
yeah.
Bad Yogi Blog, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, so like us, follow us.
Yep.
Subscribe, write us a review, please.
Yep.
That would be super helpful.
Yep.
But that's all, folks.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Love you guys.
Love you, mean it.
See you season two.
See you next year. Nope.
Nope.
See you next season.
In like 2 weeks, we'll be back.
Yeah. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
What the fuck?
Hey, guys.
We hope you love what you hear on What the Fuck Yoga Podcast. If you do, please like and subscribe in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or whatever platform you use to listen to your podcasts.
Also, follow us on Facebook and the Gram, aka Instagram. Send us your burning questions or comments to wtfyogapodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.